Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Among the texts for Adam Robert Carter, I suggested to a friend he give a listen to CCO. He told me to go fly a kite. So, Adam, have you ever flown a kite?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I took the girls down to Kaposia Landing when I lived in South St. Paul. It's a big, huge stretch of land right on the river. They put some baseball and softball fields there. Now there's a dog park.
Is that where Jason saw
Jason DeRussia was down there with all those eagles, hundreds of eagles.
That was amazing.
And we flew a kite down there one time, and I remember it either ran out of string or I accidentally, and the kite slowly drifted across the river.
Oh, that's cool.
Into the, kids weren't happy that I lost the kite.
Yeah.
But, kite still amazes me.
3-4 times flew a kite. I think one time it worked really well, and the other times I showed my typical, really figure it out. It wasn't.
You had trouble getting it up? Is that what you're saying?
So there's avoiding. I was like, I caught myself because Mr. Stay in Our Lanes over there is recording all this, and it's trouble. Let's go to Sean. Sean's called in. Let's work in the conversation. Thank you so much, Sean. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I was wondering if Adam knows what a, number one, if he knows what a charcuterie board is, and number two, if so, what would his theme be?
The theme to the charcuterie board. Yeah. A wild game would be the theme of my charcuterie board.
Nice.
I knew you'd go there.
Yeah.
I knew you'd go there. Then I figured you'd go to Grunhoffer's right away.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if they'll spend the money, then we'll go to Grunhoffer's.
Yeah, right.
Let's go, Grunhoffer's. Come on back. You know? Do you like, Sean, are you much of a fan of the charcuterie board?
Well, my wife makes a lot of them, which is pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
She always has a different mix. And it's always, you know, fun meats and cheeses. And I knew that Adam would go to the wild game for sure.
Are you a bit of a mind reader?
Yeah. No, it's just I kind of know his personality sort of over, you know, just by listening. And
it's complicated.
You know, I know he's a fisherman, and that's huge because I am as well.
Amen, brother.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate you calling in and listening.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Let's get to more texts. Adam, now that Starbucks is taking away the bathrooms, where are you going to take your monthly shower now? So this is the policy.
I thought they were going to ask, where are you going to go for the emergency deuce?
Yeah. So remember this one? Was it Philadelphia where the claim was that somebody was racist, that they were letting white patrons hang around but not black patrons hang around? And then it was like, well, it's a PR thing. And by the way, might have been true, might have been awful, so we're going to adjust. And now Starbucks is saying, novel concept. If you want to hang out, buy something.
Buy something.
Yeah. So what are they going to do? Let's say the idea of the two of us being into Starbucks is implausible. But let's say we're hanging out for an hour at Starbucks and we haven't bought a thing. Do they have to? Because you're now a security guard. You're an experienced security guard after last week with the dance. Are they going to hire Muscle to go up and say
Starbucks Muscle?
I mean, hey, buy a latte.
Buy something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it is a little ridiculous that you can just go in there and sit down and not buy anything. It's like, buy something.
I agree 1,000%. Yes. Now, it's never appealed to me because I detest coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. Now, I love the hot chocolate. But they're right, correct?
Yeah, 100% right.
Yeah.
Go to a library.
Yeah. Do we in, let's go since we're here in downtown Minneapolis, do we have enough public bathrooms where you're walking around? We don't really, right?
Based on things I've seen on the sidewalk, walking into the building on several occasions, that would be a no.
How awful is it when you're going to that level? Now, mental health, what's happening in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, we should have more bathrooms, but I'm worried what's just going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I remember I was in San Francisco, and they had like the pay-for bathrooms where you put a coin in and it opens up and you can go in, and you don't want to spend any time in there.
Mm-mm.
I can't think of any because I was walking around last week on my way into the building, and I had to go.
Yeah.
And I was in the Skyway, and I couldn't think of any Skyway level other than the government center.
Mm-mm.
Maybe that's our
business. How's that possible?
Maybe that's our business, the three of us. We put up 15 bathrooms. What do we charge? Maybe we'll put a time on it, like Starbucks.
Yeah. I think so. That's fair.
If you're going to stay longer.
If you want to, you know.
Chad's body.
Gas stations are really the only place where you can go in and use the bathroom and just leave, right?
I've done it before at a fast food place.
Yeah.
Right? You might get the look. Now, most of the time, if you're going to the fast food place or the gas station, you really have to go.
Yeah.
And so, you really, at this point, Dave, you don't really care what look you're
at a gas station. Yeah.
Yeah.
In a fast food place, they barely have anybody at a counter now anyway, so.
That's fair. Adam, what is, excellent text coming in too. Thank you so much. 651-461-9226. What is the worst food you've ever eaten, yet you still would act like you liked it?
Oh, boy, that's a great question. Acting like I liked it.
Be honest, is it something from Jen?
No, she's a wonderful cook.
Good.
Can I circle back to that
one?
Yeah, of course. I'm trying to think of something that I had to pretend like I mean, you go to various, dinners and stuff, and it's not like it's disgusting, but it's like, this isn't that great.
Would you throw the plate down if you're at a friend's house?
It's disgusting.
Wouldn't feed my dog this. Dear Adam, is it more difficult to be a security at a dance event or an endorser of products?
Security at dance. That's face-to-face. Man.
What was the toughest part of it?
It was a two-sided dance, whereas normally, like, if it's a conference dance, the dancers all facing the same side. You got one set of bleachers open.
Mm-hmm.
This had so many schools that they had to alternate sides.
Oh.
So both bleachers are open, but therefore the doors to each side alternate. So it's not like they open up after every dance where you can come and go. It had to be, once the doors closed, they were closed for two dances, and then they would open up. Difficult to grasp for a lot of people.
So how often did you have to say something to somebody?
Quite often.
Yeah.
Did
you try to do it in a menacing voice?
No. I try to be the approach in a friendly way. But 98% of the parents, fine. Even ones who missed the dance, I should have been in there ahead of time. There was one woman who just was convinced that we had purposely kept the doors closed for three dances. It's like, no, we're not like purposely delaying you getting in.
I have a number of questions. I haven't cited one yet, but I want the texts to keep coming because they're excellent. I am going to get to, though, something we talked about on air. We talked about off air. You guys might have talked about the awful Philadelphia Eagles fan who used the C word and used everything and talking about a female Packers fan at the Eagles game and what has now happened to that Eagles fan, young Adam Robert Carter. Does he agree with what's happened? Keep texting. Keep calling. 651-461-9226.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's over, baby.
Boz Scaggs.
Properly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's definitely some good tunes.
Maybe even underrated.
Yeah, maybe. I think you're right. Okay, Eagles fans live up to their reputation. It's just one person, okay? But whether it's Millie here or, God, even when I called games, the Wolves and Sixers, man, the filth right behind the bench was unending. So this guy is beyond a jackass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember if it was a husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, but it's two Packer fans down below, and he's calling Nerd a dumb, ugly sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Repeatedly.
Yep.
Then he's daring the guy.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about
yep.
it? And they're just trying to watch the game, not acknowledge him. Me, don't think I would have been that diplomatic. At minimum, I would have said security. Now, maybe you're just thinking you're in Philly.
That's what and
security's going to do nothing.
And I saw a lot of people commenting, "Well, oh, that guy. What kind of man allows another man to talk?" You know, if he does something and physically, he gets his ass kicked by about all the other, because all they see is an Eagles and a Packers fan suddenly going at it.
It's a good point.
And suddenly they jump all over.
It's a good point. Now you might in the moment not think that way, or you might think that way and be smart about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you might think, hey, you know, as long as we don't acknowledge this guy, he's just going to move on.
Yeah.
Okay, because there was the video of it and the pictures, pretty quickly, the guy was identified.
Mm-hmm.
And he's successful in business.
Mm-hmm.
And even his company has had to come out and say, we're looking at this. We're investigating this. So now the debate is taking place. Are you worse if you're the guy who's saying this? Or are you worse if you're doxing the person? Where you're identifying the person and, let's be honest, maybe ruining this guy's life. This isn't an easy one. Where do you stand?
I think in this day and age, and not to say that it's right, but we live in the world we live in now where if you somehow cannot assume that you're being filmed, or if something happens and you're going to get filmed, then that's on you. And that is the way. And again, we can judge on each individual case. And this one, I mean, it's disgusting.
It's horrifying.
And saying that stuff.
But acting like a buffoon is too kind to this guy.
Yeah. And assuming that, like, you know, you're not going to get filmed and then you'd be identified, you're completely ignorant to think that and again, you can cry all you want that this isn't as a, and sure, there are some instances I think where you could look at it and say that person doesn't deserve to go what they're going through, but man,
it's
pretty hard to defend his actions.
I don't have any sympathy for him.
I don't either.
Now, do I want the guy's life to be ruined where he can't get a job? I don't.
No.
The fact that he thought he could get away with this and he's getting some negative blowback, I don't mind that at all.
Mm-hmm.
But if all of a sudden it's 5-10 years from now and he still can't land a job, is that too far?
Yes.
Right. Who knows how many other times he's done this?
That, yeah. And do we know, like, you know, I'm sure there'll be some documentary, or if it doesn't already exist, to check up on some of these folks, you know, years later and catch them in their worst moment.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a moment ever close to that. But would any of us want to be judged in total on our worst moment?
No.
Of course not. Right? But then it is also, as I'm just trying to play, just think my way through this, people feel so enabled now.
I know.
To say whatever they want. And as I was losing interest in that Viking game in the fourth quarter when it appeared Kevin O'Connell was losing interest too, let's huddle. Let's run the ball. What was he doing? I just don't understand. I started going down the rabbit hole of the individuals who were crushing the people who were identifying. And then you see what they've been saying on Twitter, and you're like, geez.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Yeah, it's interesting what you've said before and who now why you're defending. Adam has called in. Adam, go ahead. You're on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Pretty big into the history of WCCO. When you finally got the gig there, because I think you said you always tried to dim the lamp on there, but what radio personality that you ran into that you were just in awe of, that you were just like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I'm meeting this person right now?
That's a good question.
Or I'm in the same room with this person.
Right, because there's a lot of big names at this radio station.
Yeah.
Or people who've showed up as guests at the station.
For CCO employees, the one time I got to interact with Steve Cannon, probably. Yep. To be honest with you, like growing up, we never were like a CCO house. Or even when I was in high school or college, it's like I used to call Mischke when he was on the top 1500.
Yeah.
And Joe Sucher and those guys. So I never was like a CCO guy.
Yeah. So
and just, Chad Hartman, of course. Meeting Chad was.
So, Adam, just so you hear in listeners, Adam hated WCC Radio and really regrets that he's here. Dave, is that about what you heard?
Sounds fair to me.
Yeah. Adam, thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Well, and so Cannon, I think in 97, you start here 01?
01.
Okay.
He came in to do, a show. Maybe he was down for a day, maybe even.
What? Oh, Lindsay Peterson. Cannon ever do a show?
I thought he did.
He walked away?
Or maybe he was in studio. I remember he was in studio and on the air for something, and that's when I got to meet him.
My guess would be he came in and did some spots, and then maybe appeared. What do you think? What's your memory?
He was in studio doing something.
He did a couple of morning shows for Dave Lee.
Okay. Really?
Oh. And he finally agreed to do an afternoon drive show. I think one or two when Shelby was off.
Oh.
And then he hosted with Shelby on the 80th anniversary.
Mm. Really?
Yes.
I don't have any memory of that. Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
It took a while to talk him into afternoons, but he jumped at the morning show.
He did?
Yeah, and then complained about it for 3 or 4 hours at the time.
Yes.
Yep. Too many commercials. Too much traffic and weather.
As someone who knew him fairly well, how about this word? Mercurial.
Yeah.
Is that a good one?
Yep.
Because, like, when I interned here for the 2 summers, there'd be times when he would sit down and talk to me for 45 minutes, and it was just fascinating.
Yeah.
And other times I was working in the promotions department, I'd have to bring things to you, and I would get MF'd. Don't you ever come in here again. So you didn't know.
The last time I saw him was at spring training. He came to a Twins game when I was there with Lynch.
Yeah.
And he showed up to the game because he lived in Naples.
Yeah.
Showed up to the game in his pajamas and slippers.
Probably
and sat there for 9 innings watching baseball in the sun.
Probably brought food, too. I used to sit by him at Vikings games. He would bring a sandwich because he's Dave Arrigan, like frugal. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Ari's here. You're done. Go start up our cars, will you?
I'll start mine up.
Thank you.